Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome to Restore the Roar Live. Been a couple months since we did one of these. There's been a lot of uncertainty surrounding high school sports and a lot of things in general. But hey, it's January 2nd, 2021. We've turned the calendar to a new year, full of hope. We're going to see how things unfold here in the next couple weeks. We might get high school sports started sooner than we know it. I don't have a whole lot more information on that, so I'll leave it at that as of now. But you're listening to Restore the Roar Live. We got Andre Speech, class of 93, true CKM basketball legend, one of many. This is a big man who's doing big things down in the South. He's coming on here in a little bit. Great to have him on. Can't wait. We're going to have some fun here, folks. Welcome to Restore the Roar Live. That cool little song was created by Chris Pilar, class of 96, like myself. Chris is also a basketball player, along with Andre. I don't think they ever played on the same team, but they definitely played underneath the same coach, the great Harvey Tahara, who's still around. I got the pleasure of sitting next to him at a playoff game last year. The ageless Harvey Tahara. And the power and influence of that man, he could turn around and make a gesture and get the entire crowd to be quiet, get the entire crowd to be loud. That takes a very special person right there. So obviously, we've missed out on sports, high school sports this year up until this point. And that is going to result in either highly condensed version of fall, winter, and spring sports that begin here in about a couple weeks. Or it could end up being the total elimination of winter and fall or fall and winter sports. And then they try to conduct spring sports in a manner as normal as possible. And, you know, that could quote unquote level things out because spring was essentially, boom, gone. All of a sudden, a couple of days into March of last year. It's kind of fun to say last year pertaining to 2020. So all the spring sports missed out. Okay, baseball had just got going, softball had just got going, all the other ones, and then boom, gone. So, you know, is it better to play two or three games or no games at all? Who knows? But there are people at work behind the scenes, as I speak, to try to get this right and try to get things set up so we can move forward and have sports played. As far as college is going, college commitments and things like that, I mean, this is a very interesting time because These students, obviously, to have their senior years on the court and the field and be putting in the work, not only getting the statistics and the numbers, and the experience and all that, but, you know, preparing themselves for the next level of college. So this is going to be a very unique situation. And we do have an abundance of McClatchy student athletes who have committed, recently signed letters of intent to various colleges. The list is long, but off the top of my head, a couple of female basketball players, Imani Felix, Kamania Griffin, softball superstar Ashley Bendis, who's been doing amazing things for the last several years on that softball field there, is also committed. She committed to Cal State Fullerton some time ago, but made it official recently. So waiting for Andre to call in here. I'm monitoring the switchboard. And, you know, I've been in constant contact with our athletic director, Robert Feichert. And he has provided me with info, but it continues to change on a weekly basis, almost a daily basis. So let's see what we got here. Okay. I'm being called by a 916 number. I'm guessing this might be Mr. Andre's speech. Do I have you on the air here?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Andre, I can't thank you enough for joining us, man.
Yes, sir. Good talking to you, man.
There's a slight delay, as there is with everything, including ESPN and things like that. So we might talk over each other here a little bit, but we'll get used to that. I'm Sky Dinkinson, class of 96. This is Andre Speech, class of 93. And, boy, I tell you, the first time I saw Andre, I was just a wide-eyed freshman in those historic halls of McClatchy High School. And I saw this guy, a guy had written to him in a message. I thought, when I first saw Andre, I thought it was somebody playing around. Somebody was on somebody else's shoulders. Or somebody was on stilts or something like that. This guy was just – he was easy to miss. I could see him going up and down the halls, and then I saw him on the court, and I thought, man, this guy has some serious talent. So take us back to those days, Andre. You must have arrived at McClatchy, what, in 89? And take us through your basketball career there.
Yeah, I started in McClatchy in 89, you know, and was just a – Just a skinny kid from Oak Park that just loved to play hoop, you know, and got hooked up with Coach Tahara, and you know he really took my talent to another level. Taught me how to play, taught me how to play hard, taught me how to play the right way, unselfish, and compete. And you know, we had some real special teams at McClatchy all 4 years.
Yeah, indeed. I spoke a bit about Coach T before you got on air here. What an amazing man. Like, what I had said is I've never seen a person who could stand up, turn around, and get the entire crowd to shut up or get the entire crowd to make noise. He could do both instantaneously. That man wielded a lot of power. And what influence he had on so many athletes. And gosh, Andre, those are such fun teams to watch. I think I started attending games beginning in eighth grade. And, I mean, it was always packed. And you would dunk probably what? How many times would you dunk in a game? Probably three or four?
Yeah, two, three, or four. And the craziest thing with Coach T was, like, I kind of compare him to Mr. Miyagi in The Karate Kid because he was so
nice.
Not a whole bunch of talking, but when you listen to him, he'd really tell you some serious stuff that – I even carry some of those messages that he taught me in as a 15, 16, 17-year-old kid. I carry on to this day. I even teach my own players that I coach some of those lessons just because he was such a small guy, but he had a real commanding presence. And when he talked, you know, it was definitely something that was worth listening to.
That's very well said. I've rained compliments on him over and over on these episodes, and boy, one of the most important people in McClatchy sports history. And we will definitely have time to talk about the awesome things you're doing. I've seen through Facebook with Lab City, but let's go back to McClatchy. So you guys would battle, all right? And Kennedy, his senior year, what, you versus Yogi Stewart? Do I have that right?
Yeah, Yogi, Chris Griffin, they had, you know, that squad of was amazing over there. There were the teams were so good, you know, that last 2 years at McClatchy. Hiram Johnson, Kennedy, Jesuit was good with Isaac Fontaine and those guys over there. Even guys that went on to play other sports, like Derek Lee was a baller at El Camino, and he went on to have a great Major League Baseball career. It was just talent just everywhere through the 916.
Gosh, no doubt. And taking nothing away from men's basketball these days, yeah, it's just I haven't seen a dunk. I've been covering McClatchy the last 3 years. I haven't seen a dunk in a men's game. Yeah, so again, yeah. Taking nothing away from these guys, but so yeah, it was ramped up. I mean, those were sold out, packed gymnasiums. Too much emphasis on dunking, but one of the questions I have was, how old were you when you first dunked?
I first dunked in eighth grade. I went to St. Robert's in Sacramento, and I got one in a game at in eighth grade. And from there, it was just it just got real fun to try to dunk. You know, that was really all we liked to work on is play a bunch of five-on-five, and then when we were done, just try to practice dunking. You know, we didn't have Vertimaxes and all that other stuff to help you jump high back then. It was just you practice dunking until you could dunk, pretty much.
Right, Right. And how tall are you?
I'm 6'9" now. I started at McClatchy about 6'6". So I stepped on campus about 6'6".
Okay. Yeah, because I mean, I grew up playing hoops in league, you know, YMCA league, things like that. And just it was always just such a dream to slam dunk, but it's nothing I ever really even came close to. But must be fun, man. I got some vicarious joy through watching you do it. That's for sure. At McClatchy, school wise, what was your? I mean, I ask student athletes this all the time, and what was your favorite subject? What was your most enjoyable things about school?
Well, you know, with my last name being speech, and then I always liked to talk. I was an English guy. I just always felt like that worked for me. I like to read, I like to talk. So just the whole, you know, English side of it just worked for me. And I always thought it would be a dream job to work for ESPN. So all of that kind of just went together.
Oh, cool. Very cool. Yeah, we share some things there. Also, I believe both of our mothers are C.K. McClatchy class of 67, right?
Yep, that sounds about right. My mom and my aunt. Matter of fact, my mom and both of my aunts went to McClatchy. So from about 67 to early 70s, there was one of my mom's sisters or her was there.
There you go. Well, they would have went to school with one of my uncles. Same type of thing. Couple uncles went as well,
yep.
Overlapped into the 70s. Yeah, it's amazing how many Sacramento people, you know, went to McClatchy and have either done big things locally or branched out into other communities and done big things. So let's go ahead and segue into that, man. You're obviously a very accomplished coach, and I only know what I've seen on Facebook. So tell us about Lab City. Tell us everything that's going on there and anything else you'd like to share.
Yep, so So Lab City is a company that I started just because once I was done playing, I still wanted to give back to the game of basketball because it's been so good to me, you know. So I started coaching at Charlotte Catholic High School, and as I started to coach, players just would ask me to train them, and you know, I had never really trained players per se, but I always trained as a player myself, so I knew it. I knew what to do as a trainer, so it kind of was seamless. And, you know, so I started training players, and as it grew, you know, I found the name for the company, and Lab City is kind of a build-up of kind of a build-off of Lob City with the Clippers with Blake Griffin and Chris Paul. And then
okay, I was thinking of that.
Lab,
yeah, okay. I thought maybe, yeah.
Lab, yep, and the Lab part kind of came from you know, I'm a California guy, so Dr. Dre was the guy growing up to me. So everybody, when they got in the studio with Dre, they would say they'd get in the lab with Dr. Dre. So kind of Lab and Lab City, kind of just all that California stuff kind of meshed together. And
you're talking about
that's
the Chronic?
Where that came from.
One of the most
iconic
albums of all time.
Yes. You know, Dre, Snoop, you know, the whole Dr. Dre family just all worked together. I'm a Dr. Dre guy, so it just all worked together to build Lab City.
That's great. So I imagine you're probably using more of the stuff that Harvey Tahara taught you as kind of filling the role that Harvey Tahara played for other players, huh?
Yep. So, and the craziest part is, even through all of this COVID stuff, I just am in the process of probably around January 15th, I'm opening Lab City up in Charlotte, my own multi-court sports center. You know, that'll be
awesome.
My own training complex. You know, I'll run tournaments for my AAU organizations. It'll be a complete basketball experience. It'll be open on January 15th. I'm actually sitting in the gym right now, checking it out.
Oh, that is wonderful, Andre. Another alumni making thousands of alumni very proud. And I'll tell you what, if you make those, I don't know if you already make them public, but if whatever you want to share on Facebook about Lab City, if you make it public, I would be more than happy to share it on Restore the Aurora. We got a couple thousand followers, and everybody loves to see what's going on
with
alumni.
Please do.
I will.
I'd love to. I'd love to make this recipe work here, and I'd love to bring a Lab City to Sacramento. It only seems right to bring it back to where it started.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, I'm glad you said that. That's good to know. Okay, so that's the end game. Excellent. Yeah, COVID, gosh, this hit everybody like a ton of bricks, and I'm sitting here watching a volleyball game because covering McClatchy High School sports is basically a dream job, and I had carte blanche. I'd be on the sidelines. I'd be in the huddles, the basketball. I got my 6-year-old going on 7 daughter. She would be in they'd let her sit on the sidelines, the girls' soccer team and things like that. And I was covering a volleyball game, and I want to say this was March 18th, sitting there on the sidelines talking to the coach while they're playing volleyball, and I get this alert on my phone. It said the Sacramento Kings and New Orleans Pelicans game has been canceled because of COVID. And that was like the first move in that direction.
Yep.
And I showed it to the coach. We kind of looked at each other like, what the hell? And no clue that, 10 months later, we'd still be in kind of a holding pause pattern. So high school sports, as far as California goes, has just been pretty much shut off. So they're hoping to get it going. They don't know if it's going to be some super condensed version of fall, winter, and spring, or they're just going to do spring because that was essentially taken away from the athletes last year. So there's still a lot of uncertainty. But, as far as Restore the Roar goes, McClatchy, we're moving forward. We're staying positive. Who I really feel sorry for is, among a lot of people, is the seniors this year, man. That to have that season stripped away, they've committed to college and things like that, and to just have to put it on pause, gosh, that's got to be tough. But we're going to do what we can, man. And let's stay in contact with this. Let's have you on again here in a couple months after you get this opened up. And hopefully everything will be moving forward here in California. I know things are different in every single state, but we're staying positive here, man. Can't thank you enough for coming on. And I know you're a busy man. I'll let you get back to what you're doing. And I can't thank you enough for coming on, Andre.
Oh, yes, sir. It's good talking to you. We, I'll definitely keep in touch with you. You keep in touch with me because, I always like to know what's going on at McClatchy because they have a special place in my heart. And what's funny is there's a girl I coach at Charlotte Catholic, and sometimes I sub sometimes as a teacher, and one of the students is actually Bryn McClatchy, and I was like, there's no way there can be that many McClatchys around. So I asked her, and she's like, yeah, I'm in the McClatchy family. I think she's a granddaughter of Mr. and Mrs. McClatchy. So I told her, hey, I went to McClatchy, and actually, the Mrs. McClatchy is the one who gave me that athlete of the decade award. So I always remember, them over there. So I thought it was just a crazy thing that thousands of miles away, still running into the McClatchys on the other side of the country.
Absolutely, that's so cool, man. And okay, I can't let you go without the athlete of the decade. I mean, I learned something all the time about McClatchy sports. I did not know that. So talk a little bit more.
You got to know that. And I always tell guys, I graduated in 93. So, that nobody else even had a chance. I must have knocked it all out in 3 years of a decade. But it must have been pretty
good.
You
ruined that for everybody in the next 7 years. Yeah, thanks a lot, bud. That's great. All right, man. Well, like I said, I enjoyed watching you play immensely, man. I definitely enjoyed talking to you now. We'll stay in touch. And thanks again, buddy.
Oh, yeah. Good stuff. Good talking to you, Scott. Keep in touch with me, Mal.
Will do, Andre.
Have a good one.
All right, folks. That was Andre Speech, class of 93. A couple of sponsors I'd like to mention here that have been good to McClatchy Athletics over the years. And that's Simply Mobile, 4411 Freeport Boulevard. All your phone accessory needs. 916-456-7478. Danny Schultz is a graduate of the class of 98. He can take care of all your refinancing needs and things of that sort. Get a hold of him at 916-678-7526. Good guy, very easy to talk to. This has been Restore the Roar Live. I'm Sky Dickinson, class of 96. That was Andre's speech, class of 93. It's been a lot of fun. We're going to do this sooner rather than later. And I hope to have more info. I can't wait to get back out there. I mean, obviously under safe conditions for everyone involved, but I can't wait to get back out there and share the awesome doings of the amazing C.K. McClatchy, student athletes. Sky Dickinson signing off. Restore the Roar Live. Goodbye.